Jay Slagle with the Prep Writing Nerd is back with us once again for the cross country season. Jay, we haven't talked since early May, but it's been a fast summer. Remind our listeners a little bit about that great, great website, Prep Running Nerd, and what it's all about.
So Prep Running Nerd is a collection of 20 volunteers. Most of us are either former competitive runners or parents of current high school runners. And we cover Nebraska high school cross country and track and field. We realized about 5 years ago that it's not economically feasible for large newspapers to cover cross country, so we've just picked up the slack. So at our website, PrepRunningNerd.com, we post rankings, race results, a weekly nerds letter, and links to meet pictures.
And I get a kick out of Jay calling it. A lot of those nerds have names, which I really get a kick out of. And those nerds are out at all these meets taking a ton of pictures, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Then that's what we do best. So during most weeks of this season, we'll take photographs at 8 to 10 cross-country meets all across Nebraska, and then we post those pictures for free on our Facebook page. I'm guessing between now and November, we'll post about 30,000 pictures of junior high school, and college races on our Facebook page.
That's terrific. It is fun to see. Let's dive into the details of this cross-country season. It's off and running, Jay. We've had some great competition the last couple of years. How many state champions are returning for this fall season now?
Well, we've got several. So Juan Gonzalez of Fremont returns in Class A. Last fall, he was just the third sophomore in 25 years to win a Class A title. The other two ended up winning their three golds, so it's a high bar, but Juan's a very talented runner. Also in Class A girls, Mia Murray of Lincoln East returns as the 2022 champion, but we've also got Stella Miner of Omaha Westside, who won the 2020 title. And then two other returners in Class B, Riley Boonstra of Norris returns to defend his title. He also won the 1600 and the 3200 at the state track meet in May, so he's favored to repeat. And then in Class D, Jordan Arnes of Crofton is a heavy favorite to win her fourth title.
Now, you mentioned that Jordan Arnes is a heavy favorite in Class D. Are there any clear favorites in any other classes?
To be honest, no. For example, in Class A, while Gonzalez had a great season last year, and as did Murray, they're going to have their hands full with multiple challengers. In Class C girls, our two co-favorites are Lindy Henning of Ogallala and Lily Kenning of Milford, but there are also a few other girls who could be title contenders. In Class C boys, A.J. Razzler of Platteview is a slight favorite, but we count at least four other boys who have a legitimate chance to win.
Let's turn our sights now to the team races. Are there any teams that you expect, and there'd be surprises maybe in the team races coming up this year?
Well, so there's one team that's definitely favored. In Class A, the Lincoln East girls are expected to win their sixth consecutive title. Now, Omaha Westside can go toe-to-toe with Lincoln East for their top three girls, but we're not quite sure that they can match the depth of Lincoln East. In Class B, the North girls are looking to defend their title. 1 week ago, I would have said they were the big favorites, but then on Saturday morning, Elkhorn North came within 6 points of beating them, so I'd say that they're two evenly matched teams. Further out west, then, we've got Hemingford girls. They come into the season as a slight favorite in Class D after returning all five runners from last year's championship team. They won the Scotts Bluff meet last week, which was essentially a Class C meet, so they're off to a real good start. However, the Pender team may be the team to beat in Class D. Jayla and Kyla Kruzmark transferred from Wayne to Pender over the summer, and Pender swept the top four spots last Thursday at Hardington. It's notable that the Kruzmark girls were part of the Wayne championship team in Class C last year, so they are experienced and ready to run. And then Class B, the boys' competition is very interesting. So Lexington and Omaha Scott have won the last six titles and also the last six runner-up trophies. So I'd be surprised to see another team on the podium this year. Lexington has lost a few key runners from last year, but they had a freshman, Isaac Portillo-Munoz, who ran a 4:36 1600 last spring. Scott won the Norris meet on Saturday against a Norris team that we think is probably the third best team this season.
Now, you mentioned that freshman from Lexington. Are there any other freshmen that could make an impact this year?
It's always a little difficult to predict how kids are going to make the transition from to high school, from junior high. But we always expect that a handful of freshman girls will be impactful. So yesterday I watched Mallory Robbins of Plattsmouth run at the Plattsmouth race, and I think she's going to be a factor once she gets used to running the 5K distance. Delaney Runnels of Niobrara Verdigris had a nice debut last week. Leia Robinson of Elkhorn North finished third at the Norris meet last week ahead of several ranked runners. And then, staying on the girls' side, the Bennington team adds a really deep freshman class that could have an impact in Class B. On the boys' side, Gothenburg adds one of the fastest eighth graders in Nebraska history. Tyler Hetz ran a 4:35-1600 last May at the Junior High State Championship, and he's joining a team that won the Class C title last fall.
This sounds like it's going to be one exciting season, isn't it, Jay?
Well, Rich, from Class A to through D, this is going to be a very competitive year. Other than those two heavy favorites, Jordan Arnes to win the Class D title and Lincoln East to win the Class A girls team title, I expect battles for everything else.
Going to be fun to watch. Before we wrap things up, Jay, does the nerd team have any new tricks up their sleeve for this fall?
We do. So we realized late in the spring that one of our nerds is an FAA-licensed drone pilot, so we're going to experiment with race videos that include drone footage. We did it a little bit in the spring, but of course you can't fly a drone around a heavily populated track in the inner city, so the cross-country forum is a much better place for the drones. We posted our first two videos this weekend, and we're going to try it again at the Platte River Rumble on September 8th.
All right, we'll be listening or looking for more footage and coverage on that as well. How can our listeners keep up to date in all this cross-country news again?
So Prep Running Nerd's very active on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for Prep Running Nerd, no spaces. And our website, PrepRunningNerd.com, has tons of information about your favorite runners.
Well, you do a great job, Jay, and I know your nerds are at it each and every week. Got some great cross-country meets. I know you're going to be hitting from the west side of the state all the way to the east, and before you know it, we're going to be talking districts and state right around the corner.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. Can't wait for cooler weather as well.
And then all of a sudden, we'll be in the winter sports season, and we'll be all prepped and ready, excited for spring sports. I don't know why I'm trying to get through this year really fast, Jay. I'm just talking about it. You know me, I'm a track nerd, too.
Yeah, you just got to sit back, though, and enjoy cross country. It's an amazing season. It's really my favorite season, and we are so excited to cover it.